just like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 23 December 2019. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to have a guest on the night that some of y'all have been asking about. Hadn't been on for a while. He had been flat been covered up. We're going to talk to Glenn Parnum in a minute with International Health. And folks, you don't want to miss this. I guarantee you do. I don't want to miss it. But anyway, before I forget that, now I'll not be on the air tomorrow night and, of course, Wednesday. I do not do Christmas. I'll tell you right now, I don't do it. But the staff and people do, so that's just natural that tomorrow night I don't expect Toby there on my show, nor Wednesday. So the next two nights will be rebroadcast. But I will be in the office Thursday. I'll be in the office Thursday as normal between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. That's what we do on Thursdays. And this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m., we'll be having church. Bible study, 11:30 a.m. is coming Saturday. You can watch us if you want to. Go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there you are. I'll be right there with you, 11:30 a.m. this coming Saturday, 11:30 Eastern, that is. And you can listen on the phone. If you don't have a computer, you can listen. If you can call 515-606-5830. That's 515-606-5830. And then hit the code 895-509, and there will be. Again, 515-606-5830, code 895-509. Hope you can join us. I really do. I'll be back with you live on the 30th, which will be the last broadcast for this year. It's just going to be me and you this coming 30th, the next Monday. I just want to talk to you for a while just about this year and what's coming up maybe next year. So the 30th will be my last broadcast. Live broadcast for this year, but again, I'll be in the office Thursday and church this weekend. And don't forget, folks, to write us if you need a case of food. Please don't be ashamed to ask. We're not going to give out the names on the air. If a little bit of food in the house would help you, or a Berkey water filter would help you, you'd write us. Totally free, no strings attached. Once a month, we send out a water filter, the best gravity-fed water filter bar none. The Berkey water filter will be sent out to you. And if you need a case of food, you write and tell us that, and we'll send you a case of food. We put the names in the list, and we do it every month. We see who needs it the worst, and you get a free case of food and water filter. Again, no strings attached. Just write us here. Now, you can call tomorrow and get our address if you like to write us. You can call 304-846-4448 or 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. Now, folks, if you don't write and tell us, we won't know. We want to bless you a little bit if we can, just a way of saying thank you for being there listening to us tonight. If you need help with a little bit of food or water filter, you write to us and tell us, and we'll do what we can to help you. I promise. Well, I mean that. And we'll be sending out a magazine this coming Thursday also. The Minuteman magazine will be going to the press. It is absolutely the best magazine, in my mind, that you can get anywhere free online. It's always 50 to 80 pages long, packed with information. All you have to do to get it is email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Jane McCanny was so impressed with it, he said, I'm going to send it to all my friends. All my actors, it was the best newsletter he's ever read. So email us at pastorbutch@startmail.com and say, I want your magazine. We'll start you on the list. You'll be receiving January's magazine. Hard to believe, folks. We're going to be sending January 2020 is coming up, right? I mean, just over the hump. But if you email me and tell me you want it, we'll get it to you. And don't forget also the book we've been offering for about 3 weeks now. We'll keep offering it for a while longer because I got new listeners out there tonight. Grand Design Exposed. Now, folks, if you want to know the truth about the Masons, the Catholic Church, and what they had to do with forming this country, If you want to know the truth, you get the book, $12.95. If you don't want to know the truth, don't get it. $12.95 will get it right to you. Just call 800-777-4403 and tell Lisa that you want to use a credit card, debit card. We don't care. Or get the address and write to us in order. $12.95 will get that book in your hands. I think you'll find it very interesting. Now, folks, I will tell you this. I do not agree with everything in that book, but I'll tell you the history in that book and how this nation was formed and why it was formed more than what we thought it was. If you want the truth, get it. If you don't get it. $12.95 is called The Grand Design Exposed, okay? It's by John Daniel. Regular price is $22.95. We got several cases of them when John passed away, so it's available to you for $12.95. If you don't get it, then you'll go and learn a lot more than what you realize. Now, without any further ado, we're going to our guest tonight. This gentleman's been with us now for a long time. Lynn Parnum is an upfront, straightforward kind of guy. He doesn't pull any punches. He tells it the way it is, and you can take it or leave it. I mean, folks, we can do nothing else. We're just mortals. We're not anything but just mere men. Our job is to tell you the truth and let you decide what you want to do with it. With the book I just offered, if you don't want the truth, for goodness sake, don't get it. If you don't want to hear the truth from Glenn Parnum, turn the radio off, because Glenn will not tell you a lie. He'll tell you just like it is, whether you want to hear it or not. But he's doing it because he cares, not because he's mad at you, but because he cares. Glenn Parnum is international health. This man is an expert in a lot of things. I'm not going to take time to list all the things he's been involved in, but I'll bring up right now. Glenn Parnum, are you there?
I am here, brother.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. We've both been very busy and schedules didn't work out. But it's very good to be back, and I understand you have some new stations, so some people are going to hear, hear for the first time, and you're exactly right, okay? I always speak the truth in love, because some of the things that I say tonight, it's just speaking the truth. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but just let your listeners know if they don't know who I am. First of all, I'm 69 years old. I've been director of research for international health for 30 years. I am a clinical studies researcher with advanced studies in three areas: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases. And for 27 of those 30 years, I've been head of the ministry called Biblical Health International. My wife and I used to travel virtually every weekend. And one of the days of the weekend, we would go to women's conferences, because what started International Health, 30 years ago, was teaching women about what are called bioidentical hormones instead of the synthetic poison that had been pushed and is still being pushed by Big Pharma, okay? And then the other day of the weekend, I would be traveling as a watchman on the wall, speaking to, quote-unquote, rather large groups of Christians, professing Christians, showing them that, this is where some of the challenges started, because something I found out a long time ago, prideful American Christians have a very hard time, even when the absolute irrefutable evidence is clearly shown to them. I had slides that I would show and recordings, and I would show them irrefutable evidence that the only thing they learned in school that was true was 2 + 2 = 4. Outside of that, everything that my generation, and now it's even worse, learned in the controlled educational system is a lie.
Amen.
Owned and controlled by the satanic corporations, okay, it astounds me, okay, because I still do free consultations, okay, if anybody out there has any health challenges, and that's kind of a silly statement, because everybody does. I don't meet healthy people who aren't dealing with something, but they can call me at my research office. We're in Arizona, I still do free consultations 6 to 8 hours a day. Used to do them 12 to 14 hours a day, so I have cut back a little bit. And I'll answer all your questions, but I'm going to base it on pure medical research, common sense, and what God's Word says. Because And I saw this years ago when I was traveling every weekend, okay, that the number of Christians, okay, when you ask them a simple question, and, you know, and that's why I love your show. I love your ministry. Okay, call to decision. And, you know, with the new year coming up, and a lot of people, you know, like to set New Year's resolutions, let me tell people, you've got some decisions to make. And you better get ready, because what is coming on not only the world, but this country, that's been, it's kind of been in slow burn for a number of years. Because I'm still amazed, okay, because I always ask people who call me for a consultation, okay, you know, how old are you and how tall are you, what do you weigh, what do you believe spiritually? Well, I'm a Christian. I say, okay, we'll find out. And it astounds me how many people who claim to be a Christian, and I say, who's the God of this world? Well, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I said, what Bible are you reading? No, he's not. He's the God of the universe, and his name isn't Jesus. It's Yeshua, okay? But I'm not going to go into that. I was so proud of you to hear you say that you don't celebrate Christmas. I haven't celebrated Christmas, a satanic holiday. Sorry, just stepped on some major toes there. Our Messiah, and I'll call him Jesus because people know him by that name. That's not his name, but, okay, he wasn't born on December 25th, okay? And we're doing exactly what God's word says to don't do. Read Jeremiah and tell me how you reckon what Jeremiah says, God says don't to do with what's going on right now. But that's
discussion. Folks, Jeremiah chapter 10, read about the Christmas tree. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, you know, but I ask, you know, who's the God of this world? It's not Jesus Christ. It's Satan and his corporations. They have run the world behind the scenes for centuries, since Genesis. Okay? And now that, and I don't know how long they've had total control, but now, because they have total control, they're kind of exposing their true face. You see it in our government. Look at what is. Who would have guessed, even just a couple of years ago, that we would be seeing in our country the blatant, the reprobate minds warned about in Romans, where God has turned millions of people over to a depraved mind in our face with all this LGBTQ, XYZ, completely satanic evil, the pharmaceutical cartel. Revelation 18, okay, tells you what God thinks about them. The whole world is deceived by their sorceries. And the Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. Now, what are doctors good for? I don't want you to think that I don't like doctors at all. As a research scientist, I've seen it up close and personal with my own family members that if there's a heart attack, a stroke, a broken bone, a car wreck, shot or stabbed, you certainly are not going to call a chiropractor. You are going to go to a trauma center, and what they can do at a trauma center to save your life is nothing short of miraculous. And like I said, I have seen it up close with my own family members. But the flip side of that coin, if you go to a regular, classically trained medical doctor, have they ever cured a disease? No. Will they ever cure a disease? No. Their job is to push satanic, deadly drugs. And they succeeded last year, $3.7 trillion U.S. dollars were spent on the pharmaceutical cartel, who owns and controls every aspect of our life, including the politicians,
and by the
without
way,
curing a disease.
Glenn, to back that up, if people, if you don't think they have billions of dollars to spend, watch the news in the evening, the worldly news, and watch every commercial be a medicine, some kind of drug commercial. Every one of them just about is a drug commercial. Go ahead.
Yep, and that's all. That's in God's word, too. Okay? And you know, if there's a life-threatening situation and you need to take a drug for a short period of time, like if you can't breathe, okay, you have an asthma attack, And if you can spray a poison down your lungs and then it helps you breathe, okay, that's a trauma situation. That's an emergency situation. But this idea that, well, we don't know what causes cancer, it's a multicellular dysfunction, that's a lie from the pit of hell. They've known what they're causing cancer.
Yes.
Okay? And so, what am I offering? I'm offering, first of all, free consultations. Call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. And I don't care what disease state you've been told by your doctor that you have. Diseases don't just happen. And I also have multiple emails and articles. I don't give you my opinion. My opinion is based on extensive research that goes back 30 years. And every day, I am signed up for every medical and scientific website you can imagine. I get articles every day. I stay up what's going on with current events, with the outbreak of infectious diseases, because everything in God's word that has been prophesied to happen to a nation that turns its back on God is happening to the United States.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
And if you don't get ready for what's coming, because if you think, it's been kind of a rocky road in 2019. You think it's going to be like that next year? You are naive. And God's word is very clear. My people perish. That means die for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is not being stupid. It's being ignorant. You don't know. You haven't bothered researching. You're listening to people who don't know they're behind from anything. You're listening to fat pastors who are no more shepherds of the flock than the Pope is a Christian. Okay, I just stepped on some more toes. Okay, so any articles that you want to prove what I'm saying, lack of knowledge. How about the food industry? Who controls the food industry? Satan. Ever hear of Monsanto? I call it Monsatan. I've got the list of the food that was tested. And are you seeing? Okay, in less than a year, you have gone from hearing kind of in the background, oh, Monsanto, they're the makers of Roundup Ready. Okay, hearing that, yeah, there's some lawsuits going on. To now, you are seeing all over TV, nationwide, because I talk to people all over the country, every day, not only, short one-minute commercials from legal firms, you now see 30-minute and 60-minute infomercials with lawyers and doctors. Have you been exposed to Roundup Ready, and do you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is blood cancer, okay, or exposed to talcum powder, okay, and have ovarian cancer? Now they're having the ads for the Zantac for heartburn, okay? Because if you're taking medications, people, you better understand something. 99% of those come out of communist China. And if you're naive to think that we're not at war with communist China, now we're not throwing missiles yet, okay? But the pharmaceutical cartel, the scumbag, profiteering pharmaceutical industry is not only in bed with big agriculture, because in the first lawsuit that was settled over about 15 months ago, the lawyer for the man dying of cancer, and he was a groundskeeper in California in high school, his lawyers made Monsanto disclose that they've known since 1981, that's 38 years ago, that exposure to one part per billion of Roundup Ready, the glyphosate, the chemical in it, not only causes cancer, but 15 other major diseases. Well, now there's over 55,000 lawsuits against the satanic, the most evil. They're giving people diseases, and I've got the list of the food. The food science companies that I have worked with for years knew all this. They were afraid to publish the list that I'll send you via email of all the name brand products who have been tested even the organic ones, who claim to be good for you, okay? If you eat any food from a grocery store, even if it says organic without checking it out, you are perishing for lack of knowledge, okay? And when Monsanto got nailed $289 million in fines, then the food science company said, well, we can publish that list of food. I've got the list of food. I've got the other 15 diseases caused by one part per billion. That's all it takes. Look at the epidemic of childhood cancer. All 26 breakfast cereals tested are loaded with Roundup Ready. Any product you see advertised on TV is poison. Who can afford $250,000 for a 30-second commercial? The mom-and-pop organic store down at the corner or the farmer's market in your community? No. Big pharma and big agriculture. They are tied together. Go ahead.
And the cereal companies load the cereals with not just with chemicals, but with sugar. Sugar is a carcinogen that cancer feeds off of. And our children are always munching on something sweet. One can of Coke has like 13 teaspoons of sugar in it, and we feed it to them all the time. We wonder why they're sick.
Well, and the and my people perish for lack of knowledge. Okay. I think I mentioned to you, I've been calling out to God for, a long time because, look it, Lord, you're the healer, and I believe in divine healing. I just found a book that it was just an answer to prayer. If God can heal his people, why is the church so sick? Ooh-wee. And it boils down to two things. Lack of knowledge. If people don't know, like you just mentioned, soda. If you drink soda, the sweeteners that they're using are made from aborted baby cells. If you take a vaccine, you are ignorant beyond, you're bordering on stupid, but you're at least ignorant, not knowing every vaccine has aborted baby cells in it. Look on the Center
which,
for
by
Disease.
Which, by the way, does change your DNA, folks.
What do you think they're doing? People need to realize that's why they need to talk, and I don't know any pastors, any churches who are talking about this because they're afraid to offend their 501c3 giving unit.
That's true.
If I was a pastor at a church and told, every week, telling people what I'm mentioning here and going on every week and showing people pure evidence of what I'm talking about, it would shock people. They'd say, well, you're a fearmonger, okay? And God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. No, he doesn't. But he's also, why should he? I believe in divine healing. But when people put poison into their body because they believe the lie that it doesn't matter what I eat, the dietary laws of the Torah, okay, that God gave us, okay, that those have all passed away. And I hear that all the time. Because if you call for a consultation, we're going to go over your diet. And I hear, well, bacon. Well, I eat pork. I said, why do you eat the dirtiest, filthiest, disease-ridden animal on planet Earth that God said don't eat? Well, that all passed away with the vision that Peter had in Acts 10 that showed the unclean food coming down. They use that as an excuse. When Peter explained that that simply gave him permission to go to the unclean Gentiles, God did not change his dietary laws. So looking in the natural, let's look at pig. 25% of the pigs worldwide have been wiped out by this Ebola pig virus. And if you are naive enough to think that those diseased pigs are not showing up in our food supply, then you're bordering on stupid. In fact, I've got the article. The pork at Walmart was tested. Gee, drug-resistant infections in it. Okay, and every piece of pork has parasites in it. Why did God put 7 clean animals on the ark and only allow 2 of the unclean? And I have an article on that. That didn't pass away. Well, that's Old Testament. That's all passed away. I said, you know, and I tell them, I said, look, I'll send you some articles. You can decide. Okay? And, well, that's Old Testament. Gee, let's read Matthew 7. Oh, you know, and it says, okay, most of the people who come to me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these wonderful things in your name? And yeah, and what does he say to them? I never knew you. And then he tells you why, and you've got to do a little bit of research into what's called the etiology of the word. And it says, you workers of lawlessness. Well, if you really break it down into the history of that, that's Torahlessness, because we bought the lie that his Torah, the instruction manual, has passed away, and one of those books happens to be the dietary laws. Okay, so not only ignorance. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know about the GMO foods. And you mentioned it. They're changing our DNA.
Yes.
If the last year and a half in this country has not proven to people who say that they follow the Bible and Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if that hasn't proven to us that God's mercy is new every day, he should have burnt up this nation years ago. We have not had a constitutional republic for at least 100 years, okay? But in his infinite mercy, we can't even fathom. But, you know, if you go back to Genesis 6, I mean, why did a loving, merciful God... Oh, I hear music.
Hang on to the break, Lynn. Folks, if you won't call next, this next hour, you're welcome to. If you won't call, 844-769-2944. Any questions for Glenn, give us a call. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. You want to call and ask any questions of Glenn? You certainly may. 844-769-2944. And by the way, let me remind you again at the bottom of the hour in case you just tune in. I'll be in office Thursday, as always, from 9 to 4 to take your orders, say hi, whatever you want to do. We'd love to talk to you. Tomorrow night and Wednesday night will be rebroadcast. As I said, I do not celebrate Christmas. It's a pagan holiday, and that's fine if you want to do it. Go ahead. I'm just telling you, if you research it for yourself. But I won't be here tomorrow night or the next night because the staff does celebrate the family. So I'll be with you again on Thursday. And next Monday will be my last live broadcast for the year because New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is coming up, and of course, right after that. And we got a lot to share with you on that one on Monday night. Just you and I are going to be there. And don't forget to email me between now and Thursday if you want a copy of January's magazine coming out the first of the month. Please email us. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com and say I want that magazine. Like I said, Jane McCanny loved it. Tex Myers, bless the rest of his soul, loved the magazine. D.V. Kidd brags on the magazine. It's that good. So if you want a copy, you let us know. It doesn't cost you a penny. We send it to you by email. And all we ask is, if you like it, you pass it on to all your friends. We're doing our best to educate everybody we can. Now, Glenn, you're doing a great job. I'm going to shut up and let you be, but I want to say one more thing. You mentioned the madness in this country. Well, would you believe there's a transgender pervert in Oregon who is suing for $1.1 million because he's not allowed to be in a woman's beauty pageant?
Well, as it was in the days of Noah.
There you go.
We were talking about that right before we broke. A mercy beyond anything we can even fathom. And out
true
of the mouth of our Messiah, as it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be just like that at the end of the age. So, because I ask people this all the time. You know, if you go to church, you ever had a pastor preach to you about this? Try to educate you? What was going on in Genesis that the merciful God, creator God, had to wipe out the whole planet? Well, Genesis 6 was the final straw. It says the fallen angels were having sex with women, creating the Nephilim giants. Before the flood and after the flood, who did the Jews encounter when they were going into the promised land? Because what was happening, Satan, our adversary, who is the god of this world, he owns everything, him and his corporations, was messing around and changing the gene pool, trying to prevent the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth from doing what it was created to do. So what was he doing? Messing around with the gene pool. So, gee, as it was in the days of Noah. Then we go into Sodom and Gomorrah. And again, a lot of people don't read that anymore. When the two angels came to and they stayed at Lot's house, and they looked like men. It says all the men of the city came and were banging on the door, say, send out the men so that we may know them. In other words, have sodomy with them. All the
right
men of the village. Okay?
Right.
So you see this huge satanic increase in the LGBTQ, okay, you know, 2 or 3% of the population, okay, allowing to change all the rules, okay, going against everything. Well, there's a sign, and I've got a tremendous article I'll be happy to send anybody. Again, call me at my research office. I'll email you any information you want to know about food, you know, genetically modified seeds, when God's word specifically says don't mix the seeds. Well, Satan controls the food industry and the food companies, so what is he doing? He's laughing at us. The number of Christians that I talk to who are a combination of sick and tired and fat and depressed and diabetic, they got cancer, and they're sucking on pharmaceutical drugs, and why won't God heal me? Well, after tonight, if you continue to break his dietary laws, now, he didn't tell us not to eat pig because he wanted us not to have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I used to live on them. My wife and I, when we lived back in Illinois, we owned restaurants. She was famous for her baby back ribs. People would travel 50, 60, 70 miles just to come out to our restaurant outside of Chicago that she was famous for. I lived on them. Okay, I got very sick. Okay, they're a dirty, filthy animal. Every time you eat pig, you're eating diseased animal with parasites in it. The same thing with, hey, we used to have all-you-can-eat crab legs and lobsters. What does he say to don't eat those? Why? They're bottom feeders. They literally eat the excrement on the bottom of the ocean. Do they taste good with hot, melted butter? Yes. What happens? Okay, now eating them without understanding, without have done research, but now I'm telling you, if you continue into the new year, and if you're dealing with any sickness or disease, one of a couple of things is happening. You're perishing, you're dying for lack of knowledge, and, okay, listening to Pastor Butch, calling me at my research office, 480-429-0021. I can point you in the right direction because God is not going to leave us defenseless against the satanic onslaught of poison food, poison water, the new 5G moving into the 6G network with the cell phones, the dumbing down. And I have articles that go back decades telling you what the satanic world leaders said they were going to do 50 years ago. They said they were going to put estrogen, antibiotics, and fluoride into our food and water supply, disease, and to dumb the population down. Have they achieved their goals? Yes. Nothing that's happened in our lifetime has happened by accident. There has been a clear, okay, purpose for this satanic onslaught that is now reaching its peak. Okay, getting ready for the anti-Messiah, okay, the Bible calls him the Antichrist. We're being set up for that because the economy is being completely manipulated. They can pull the plug. When I say they, the satanic monetary people of the world can pull the plug on our economy, and everything you're seeing in our economy right now is fake. And if you haven't gotten the idea yet that I am apolitical, I am apolitical. The evangelicals who have put their faith in the great deceiver. Now, we know God elects kings and presidents. He put this current administration in for a very specific reason. Is he doing things, he's okaying now GMOs. He was going to go after the vaccinations. He didn't. He's allowing the vaccine. And again, every vaccination has aborted baby cells and other toxic substances in it. It's changing our DNA. Yep. So please don't put your faith in any political figure. Put your faith in God. Don't perish for lack of knowledge, because the good news is, okay, and I pray this all the time. When you read Proverbs 8, and in the King James Version, it actually uses these words. Pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. God will give us knowledge of witty inventions. Now, that's an unusual set of words, for a book that was written in the 1600s. Witty invention, what's that? Breakthrough products. Do you really think God is going to allow people to be completely poisoned? Well, he will if your willful disobedience. Lack of knowledge is one thing. Maybe they're hearing for the first time tonight.
Let's take a quick phone call here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead. Take a quick phone call. First off, how many people out there know that right now, as we speak, they're liquefying bodies and dumping them as sludge and in more or less in the ditches in the country? That's true, yep. Glenn. You know that, right?
Of course.
That's
I
very true.
And
discussing to use it for fertilizer. Folks, I'm not making this up. I really not. It makes you a cannibal. You don't even know it. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Mike. Mike, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you, Butch.
You there, Mike?
I see,
yes, sir.
I see that Trump's already, he's also signed an executive order to get our drinking water from wastewater treatment plants.
Thank you. See, you
that's part of the plan with the, yes, there you go. And that's also part of the plans of the liquefied bodies.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yes, I don't doubt that a bit. In fact, I've seen some evidence of it in the media. Glenn, don't call you much anymore and talk for a few minutes from time to time, but I just wanted to call and thank Butch for having you on and thanking you for bringing it to us. Everything you're saying is the highest knowledge, just plain and simple as anything could. It's what everything is about. I mean, you just cut right through it all and laid it all right out there for us, and it's sure enough a truth. And I'm going to try to take your words to heart a little better this coming year. I'm not much on resolutions, but in fact, I can't make one. I need to make 100 of them. Listen, I want to take the attitude, man. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Unfortunately, I don't think the situation calls for it, and I don't think that they're going to let me do it. So, I mean, the child trafficking and sacrifice and other things must stop. Listen, I wish I was there with you, Glenn. I'd hug your neck. But I ain't. Get somebody to do it for me. Love you, Butch. I'll see you Thursday.
All right, partner. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Now, folks,
thank
you want
to
call. You have any questions to Glenn about health situations, 844-769-2944. Now, I'm not making any of this stuff up. I said about the bodies being... No, I'm not. And this month's magazine, you'll get a copy of it.
You
want to read it.
You're exactly right.
It is. Biosludge. And there's a copy of the article in this month's magazine. You can read it for yourself. I don't make this stuff up. You know, Glenn, if I would have had imagination just to make all this stuff up, I would have been a great science fiction writer. But this is worse than science fiction because it's true.
Well, and that's what, you know, and I saw this 20 years ago, Butch, when I was traveling every weekend with my wife. And, you know, and I was traveling again as a watchman on the wall because I did what God's Word says to do, even though I have a lot of worldly book learning, okay, with, you know, school and that. I also did what James 1 says to do, and I plead with your listeners, you know, look at hearing this for the first time, or maybe you've heard it before. There were days when I asked God, please, give me the supernatural wisdom that James 1 talks about. If you lack wisdom, ask me, and I'll give it to you, because I wanted to be taken down the rabbit hole. I wanted to know what's really going on. I mean, as things would, you know, and I've been doing radio for 25 years and heard people and got on a lot of shows, but there were days I wept as these things were exposed to me and to my spirit, and you see how deep and dark it has been in this country. You know, the things we're hearing about, the child sacrifice, the pedophilia, that's been going on for centuries behind the scenes, undercover. Satan works in darkness, but God's Word says everything hidden will be exposed. That's one of the things that the current administration is doing, pulling back the curtain. I call it the Wizard of Oz syndrome, and showing. And they call it the deep state and whatever. I mean, look at what's going on with, you know, with Washington, D.C., you know, the District of Criminals, what's going on. And they're doing all these tests. I'm seeing now that they're trying to bar any religious exemptions. I have an article in front of me. And they're going after the Amish, okay? And that if the rules get changed where there's no more religious exemptions for not taking vaccines, a school will be fined $2,000 per day for each student who is out of compliance. And New York now requires K-12 Amish children to receive a combined 35 doses of 10 vaccines. Diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis B, varicella, which is chickenpox, and I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway,
by the way, they're now wanting to make them be vaccinated. Even if they go to the private school, they're going to be vaccinated.
Yep. Why? Because Satan knows his time is short, okay? And this idea that, well, Jesus could show up any day, we don't have to worry about it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. His word tells us when he's coming back. And there's a lot of things that have to happen before he comes back. Because if he came back right now for the church, with the way the church is acting, if you haven't read recently, listeners, read about the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. If you don't get stocked up as much as you can, I understand it's getting more expensive. You haven't seen anything yet. They're printing up trillions and trillions and trillions and multiple trillions of dollars out of thin air. When that finally hits our economy, you're going to see hyperinflation. God's word's very clear about the cost of food. It's going to take a day's wages just for one meal.
Yep.
Well, what are you going to do if you aren't prepared for that? Water. You can go a long time without food. You go about 4 days without clean drinking water. Take advantage of what Pastor Butch is offering you. And if you have questions on that, again, call me at my research office, because if you go in to this calamity that is coming on this country, I don't believe we can get through next year without, because it doesn't matter who wins the election. If the current administration wins, then you're going to get the left, the communists, socialists, okay, rioting. And if the communists and socialists get in and start to do what they want to do, then you're going to get the patriots, because they're going to come after the guns. It's already started to happen, because these politicians know something is about, is about ready to happen, where they're going to get shot, and they want to take the guns away. It's all, go back in history, what do we need guns for? Exactly what's going on in our government. Go back and read history.
And I have to say this too, on this point you're making, I do sincerely believe that the other side is trying to instigate for the people that are willing to defend their families and their properties. Yep. They're trying to cause them to more or less fire the first shot, so they can label us all a bunch of white supremacists and neo-Nazis and terrorists. I do believe that. And folks, we got to be careful. We cannot be the ones who fires the first shot.
No.
That's important. Let's take another quick phone call from New Mexico. Let's talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he's familiar with the book by J.R.R. Tolkien, The King Returns.
Yep. You bet your brother.
Now, where is this taken from?
I haven't gone into it that much. I've seen a copy of the book, okay? But
this is taken from the book of Ezekiel and Isaiah is where it's taken from.
Okay.
God is going to raise an army of dead. And Jesus, by the way, that is his real name. Joshua, that's phony. That's a demon God's name. You have to understand that. You know why I say that? Because Jesus is my distant cousin. I mean, very distant cousin. I prove that for fact. Because his uncle was my ancestor, Joseph of Arimathea. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, make sure you call me. I'd love to talk to you about that. See, I am open.
Okay.
At 69 years of age, I don't make any flat no or yes answer. I leave it up to God. Okay, I do a lot of research. I have for a number of years. I love to hear other information so I can do research on it. And, because God's word is clear. Let us sit down and reason together. And that's what's been taken out of this country. If you disagree with somebody, okay, on the other side, that says it's absolutely okay to rip a baby out of the mother's womb, chop it up, use its baby parts and sweeteners. And if they disagree with you, then we're labeled as, you know, whoremonger. I mean, just everything. You can't even sit down and reason together with most people. They're either on your side or they want to kill you. Okay, and that's unfortunately what's happened. You're right, brother.
That's because they can't stand the truth. They can't stand the truth, so they'll kill the messenger to keep from hearing the truth.
Now, here's a real upsetter. I'm okay with cutting these doctors up who do that.
Well, and again, there's going to be judgment. There is no fear of God, even in most of the evangelical churches. There's no fear of God anymore.
As in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be again. But God, Jesus' army shall be, let's start right back in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17, where God says, I'm going to give Jacob a fire, and he's going to hand it over to Joseph. And who's Joseph's sons? And there is Manasseh. And the other one, the British Isles, is Ephraim.
You're exactly right. It's all in his word. Hey, would you please call me tomorrow, if you can, at my research office? I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
And you have his number? You have his number, Mick?
I kind of went blind curious, man. Well, I'm trying to thought in my head, you know, but everything God said, he's going to do it to them. Oh, yeah. That place, there's a story about what happened in Nazi Germany. That was a lie. Look what happened in Russia. And how many white Israelites died there? By the Zionist Jews.
In the book of Revelation, all this talk about supporting Israel without any questioning. Excuse me. God's word calls them the synagogue of Satan.
That's right.
And Sodom and Egypt. So there is a point, yes. Is it the country that he chose to bring our Messiah through? Yes. But are there a group of evil ones? Yes, just as
absolutely.
There's evil Italians and evil bad.
They are.
We have to... Yeah,
now,
we have to put everything up. So,
who are the Gentiles? Who are the Gentiles, really?
Well, that's a whole longer discussion. But if you would, make sure you call me, brother. I'd like to talk to you when we have more time. We're running up on the end of the show.
Okay, we're getting our show. Here's the number. Mick, write this down. 480.
No, I've got that number.
Okay, all right, brother. I got
to
jump. I'll see you
brother.
Thursday, okay? Ran out, flat out of time. Okay. You got about two or three minutes left here, Glenn. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, please, get ready for the new year, okay? Because what's going to go down, and the signs are there. A wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. You'd have to be almost physically blind and deaf if you keep up with current events as they relate to God's word, and just what's going on, and you're exactly right. They want to start a civil war. The satanic powers that be that rule this planet have ruled it for centuries upon multiple centuries behind the scenes. They want to start a civil war. Now, okay, God's word says, nation against nation, okay? Well, there's going to be race riots. There's going to be war, okay? And we have to prepare, and the most important thing is, man, make sure you know where you stand with our Messiah, because the last thing I would ever want to hear is, depart from me, I never knew you.
Amen.
It's not a point of us only knowing him. Does he know us?
Amen.
And Matthew 7 is so important to understand what that really means, and to get ready spiritually is the most important. See, because we're not going to die. Our physical body may die. So what? Who cares? Okay? But it's the point of, we want to fulfill our destiny while we are here. So when we do make that transition, we're going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all I want to hear.
Amen.
I'm not laying up riches in this world based on pieces of green paper that have dead presidents on them, like, oh, I'm going to have to lay up wealth. That's not wealth. That's fake fiat money. The only real wealth is gold and silver and land. So please call me at my research office. I want to get, because there have been some major recent breakthroughs in the field of human health that are going to change things as we know it. And there's more of them coming down the pipeline. I pray about it every day. So, Pastor Butch, just keep up the good work of what
you're
doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll do my best. And, folks, his number is 480-429-0021. Now, if you miss him, leave your number. He will call you back. Now, he gets busy.
I'll always
call
you back.
May take a while, but he'll call you back. That's a promise. He does it to me, too. I pester him, too, folks. And Glenn Parnum, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It's been a pleasure. And we'll do it again next time before without being 2 or 3 months in between. How's that?
All right, brother. Look forward to it.
God bless. Talk to you soon, my friend. God bless you.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Now, folks, we're done with the last minute. And don't forget, I'll be in the office here Thursday, Lord willing, between 8 and 4 Eastern. I want to hear from you. Next two nights will be rebroadcast. Back with you live on the next Monday night, which will be the 30th, the last broadcast for this year, live broadcast of the year. I hope that you'll join us in and for the last live broadcast and maybe consider calling and say hi to us. I want to share some thoughts with you about what's in my heart that's happened this year and coming up next year, because I think we're living in very perilous times, as Bible prophesied in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But I want to be here for you. And if you can help us, folks, keep the bills paid to stay on the radio stations rolling, I sure would appreciate that. More than I can say, I appreciate it. I'd like to thank folks out there listening. I appreciate it, too. And we're on the air tonight on shortwave on 6115 because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver said we could be here. She's paying for it. Call her up at 800-375-4188. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office on Thursday, okay? And stay tuned. Next two nights will be rebroadcast, but I'll be back with you live next Monday. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
This is Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.